for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. Thank you for giving me your zip code to assist you, please.
04426.
04426. And your first and last name, please.
Diane Robinson.
Ms. Robinson, may I have your shipping address, starting with the number 81?
North Street, 81 North Street, Dover, Foxcroft, Maine.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please. I do see the order for the sweepstakes, ma'am. Is Robinson for the sweepstakes to try to win a kitchen item and the I see it was declined for the discount online shopping membership. How may I assist you?
Well, the fraud collection agency called me and said that $56.95 has been billed to my Visa card.
So it was built, but it is declined. The bank declined $56.95, which was the payment for the online shopping membership, which is a part of this bundle where you have the chance to do a sweepstakes to try to get a kitchen item.
Yeah, well, somebody else, I never did that. So that's why the bank has declined it.
So what's been declined is the membership for $56.95. So that is not being charged. And the $7.95 still stands for the sweepstakes to try to win a kitchen item.
No, that is not me. That also needs to be declined.
So that was, okay, so I can shut down the whole account?
Shut down the whole account, please.
Okay, the $7.95 did pay for that sweepstakes to already start presenting your name.
So there's no way to take that back?
Hold on 1 minute for me. Generally, it's kept on the account. Hold on, please, because it was considered a valid charge. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
I'm double checking everything. Give me 1 minute, please. Thank you. Okay, let me see here. Thank you for your patience, okay?
Yeah. We should go on.
Thank you for your patience. I'm almost there. Almost there. It's a small amount, but I have to go by policy. I'm trying to see what this company does regarding that shipping and handling. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. In the meantime, let me give you the tracking number, okay?
Oh, wait a minute. This is for the $7.95?
I'm giving you first the tracking number, the reference number for the whole account, so you can have it for your records to know that it's been shut down.
Okay.
Okay, I'm giving you that first, and then I will be telling you specifically about the $7.95. The $56.95, you already know you're not being charged that.
Right.
Right? Okay. So that number is, for the reference number, is C like Charlie.
Got it.
Hold on 1 minute for me, please. Number is C like Charlie, and then it's 2609-6208, and then the number 8.
Bye.
Hold on 1 minute, please. Almost done now. Okay, ma'am?
Yes.
The company has said that the $56.95, definitely they know it's not been charged, but the $7.95 is considered a valid charge based on your name's been presented for the sweepstakes already. The service has been given already. That is their response.
So I'll tell the fraud department that. Because that's not me. I did not enter any sweepstakes for $7.95. So that money has been taken out of my credit union account fraudulently.
Oh, I see. So, ma'am, hold on 1 minute, please. Thank you for your patience. Matt,
yes.
working out your account for you. Thank you for calling. We're having a Okay. Ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you for your patience. Okay. Okay, so the company has issued the refund.
Perfect. And my name is off any sweepstakes.
That is correct, right now.
List. All right.
And so you've gotten the cancellation number. It's now a cancellation refund number.
Okay.
Okay, so you've
yes.
gotten all of that. And the account is totally shut down with no more activities on it, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. And you're giving me 2 more minutes to finish notating your account, and then I'll release you, okay?
All right.
Okay, all done. All established.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, the best to you, Ms. Robinson.
Yes, you too.
And,
thank you.
Okay. And 3 to 5 business days, that will be on your account, so look for it then, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye.
My birthday was yesterday.